I think it's a very important moment for the party, and I think it raises questions about the strength of the centre. I mean, obviously, President Mugabe personifies ZANU for many Zimbabweans, and he has been pushed on several occasions to come out publicly and condemn the faction fighting. The fact that it hasn't stopped, I think, does raise questions about the party management and also about the allegiance to the party.
Do you think that this will have any implications moving forward in regards to how ZANU-PF functions itself, looking at even the by-elections coming up?
Well, you know, it's said that voters don't like backing divided parties. But at the moment, I mean, the Zimbabwean voters face, you know, divisions on both sides, on the ruling party side and on the opposition party side. The Mugabe, Mnangagwa faction, whatever you want to group, whatever you want to phrase it, is in the ascendant. There's no question about that. They've got the party congress behind them. They've got the numbers behind them. So I think it's a test of that political reality. Which way do the voters go when they're faced with a by-election? Do they vote for the group that is on top of the party, or do they vote for some kind of intra-party protest? And I think that's one of the reasons why these by-elections are going to be quite important. The other alternative is you get a very, very low turnout, and people just are frustrated and think one should say that the economic conditions now in the country are generally regarded as bad as they were in the run-up and around the 2008 elections, before the Zim dollar was suspended and so on. So a lot of people are very dissatisfied and very unhappy with politicians in general right now. And that may turn into a protest vote. It may just turn into apathy. And people just won't be bothered to go and vote at all.
But looking at the incidents where voters themselves have been said to be threatened, in particular in Harungwe West, where they were views that, people were told that we'll know exactly how you vote. This level of, electioneering that, of course, has occurred in Zimbabwe before, does that have an implication to how Zimbabweans will respond to what happens?
Well, I think it has very... very sad echoes of what happened in 2008 when there was unprecedented election violence visited on the supporters of the opposition. And there's no question about that. It's been very, very well documented. After the first round results came out, after, as it has to be said, a long and suspicious delay, there was this campaign of political violence against the opposition. And I think that did ZANU-PF enormous harm in the eyes of a lot of Zimbabweans. So I guess the corollary of that now is if, the party itself is factionalized and one faction is saying, we have the means to force you to vote for us. I don't think that's going to go down very well. I mean, Zimbabwean voters are astute characters. They have a clear awareness of what's going on in the country, what's wrong with the country, and I don't think they're going to be, battered into submission like that.
And of course, it's to look at 2018, a few years away from now. But looking at what happens in 2018 in the elections, the general elections, does this have an indication of what might happen in Zimbabwe? Looking at what is going on in the opposition parties, in particular MDC, but then what is also happening in ZANU-PF, the ruling party?
If there's any prospect of political change, well, I guess you're back to that old formula. The ruling party win by hook or by crook, or the opposition party win, or you get some sort of alliance. And I think the feeling was that if the Majuru faction had won out in the struggle for ZANU-PF last year, there was more likely to be some sort of accommodation between that faction and elements within the MDC. Or people like Simba Makoni, and that was always the hope, and that would have made for a more managed and peaceable transition from ZANU rule to some new form of rule. I mean, we saw a coalition after 2008. It didn't work out particularly well, but it may be that with a change of personalities, it could work out better. So I guess I think it's going to affect the political calculations, the election. But it has to be said, I mean, the opposition are doing nothing to take advantage of this. I mean, they've got a sitting duck of a political target. They've got a deeply divided ruling party, a difficult succession process to manage, And worst of all, as far as the living standards of most people in the country are concerned, they've got falling jobs, numbers of jobs being created, inflation, lack of the basics of life, large parts of the country, the agricultural sector, the restructured agricultural sector, still not doing anything like as well as it should, given the country's huge potential. So you've even got government ministers coming out and saying, you know, the economy is in real trouble. So you'd have expected in many ways now in 2015 for the opposition to be running it, you know, but they're not. They're divided. They don't seem to have a clear strategy to take on the government. But first and foremost, I think, you know, they've got to sort their own divided house out before they're going to, I think they would have any hope of taking on ZANU seriously in the next election. If they go into it, in fact, more divided than ZANU, because they do have separate registered parties and so on, I don't see that they're going to be able to change the direction of the country's politics.